How I feel? I feel good. You know, unfortunately, a few weeks ago, I felt good going into that Colts game, but, you know, as Mike had alluded to, I had a setback on Friday, which is tough to swallow. But, you know, I feel good. I feel like I'm, you know, ahead of where I was heading into that week. So, you know, barring any setback, you know, I plan to be out there this weekend.
What happened Friday? Because you were, I'll be out there, and then I was sleeping.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just part of the rehab process in which I was doing. Obviously, I was out there on Thursday at practice, but, you know, we're continuing the movements and everything to make sure I was ready. And, you know, unfortunately, we had a setback. So, you know, just doing a little too much, I guess. But, you know, I feel good about where I'm at now. And, you know, it's unfortunate you never want to miss any games in this league. But, you know, like I said, I feel good. I feel healthy and plan on being out there barring any setbacks.
Thanks, Evan.
Well, I mean, just, you know, as a team, you know, having dropped, what, three in a row now, I mean, it's difficult to watch, especially, you know, when, you know, you want to have a hand in whatever's going on out there, at least be a part of those wins or losses, you know, as an accountable teammate. But it's difficult to see. And, I mean, the good thing about it is we're only one game out of, you know, being the division leader. So, you know, it starts this weekend. Obviously, I'm sure we've been saying that for a while now, but we've got a good team, a better team, in which we saw last year in the playoffs. And I mean, it's going to be a good test on primetime television. So, you know, now's better than ever to start with a win, to get back in the win column and, you know, start progressing in the second half of the season.
What's the biggest thing you feel you can bring to the defense getting back out there after missing a few
plays? You know, I mean, the same thing they, you know, they rely on me to do, which is, you know, just, you know, make those, you know, one or two plays a game that can, you know, hopefully change the course of the game. And, you know, hopefully that's the case. You know, it's no different this weekend. So, you know, we'll get back out there and get back at it. And, you know, hopefully it's a repeat. It's, you know, specifically, you know, speaking from a four-man rush last year, we had some success, you know, rushing the passer. So, you know, I think it starts right there. And, you know, hopefully we can get Cousins uncomfortable and take it from there. So we'll see, though.
Would you be adverse to going inside for a bit?
That hasn't been even discussed or approached. Joe, it looks like Joe will be, you know, filling the void. I think they have me outside and, you know, haven't heard anything since. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's a proud moment for me, you know, as his son, and to see his accomplishments be recognized. I, you know, obviously, you know, people call me biased, but I think if you go back and look at the tape and the numbers, compare it to your favorite linebacker, you know, he should be up there as a finalist. So, aren't you? Who's the voter around here for Green Bay? Okay, all right. I need. So Pete needs to start it. I need a Grossi out in Cleveland, if you're listening, to start this campaign and get it going. But, I'm real proud. You know, I think he made it once before as a semifinalist in 12 or 13. But, you know, hopefully people will pull out that Betamax and, you know, watch those early years.
Clay, as a natural competitor, how tough is it to balance wanting to be out there and also just being smart about an injury like this to your hamstring?
I think when I was younger, I'm sure that would be difficult coming out, but you know, understanding where we're at in the season and, you know, unfortunately having a setback, you know, now not being out there, I think it's obviously smart, you know, to play it safe. So, you know, I'll get the reps I need to out there and we'll be smart about it. You know, we'll kind of play it by ear when the game comes along. But like I said, you know, from when we started here, you know, I feel good about where I'm at right now and you know, hopefully that's the end of it. Moving forward.
Plays a different quarterback than what you saw last year in the playoffs with Sowell.
Yeah, I mean, that probably was, what, his first year of being a full-time starter. So he looks a lot more comfortable, has more control of the offense. They do a great job with, you know, matchup problems now that, you know, Reed and Davis is really having a resurgence. 80, you know, is playing very well. So they got a lot of weapons over there. You know, like I said, they're better than the playoff team we saw last year, and we fully expect that. So we'll have our hands full, but, you know, hopefully we're up for the challenge.
As a pass rusher, how much do you think the team turns it so quickly? A lot of the guys yesterday were talking just how quickly he gets it out, lets those little receivers do their work.
Yeah, it seemed to be a common theme amongst our pass rush. But, I mean, that's what, you know, smart quarterbacks do. They get the ball out, let their playmakers make plays, and you know, it's hard for offenses to methodically drive up the field. You know, we hope that, you know, we can make a play or steal a play here or there, but you know, you really look at the tape last week in the Vikings. I'm not sure if they had a sack at all or until, you know, very late in the game. So yeah, it's difficult, but you just kind of stay with it and you know, make your opportunities count.
How much Julius said as a pass rusher, if you're only getting limited snaps, it's hard to sort of set up an eye.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe in the game, do you sort of empathize with how difficult it might be for him to get pressure in, you know, in his role as a coach?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, obviously with him coming in and really, you know, you look at the past weeks in which, you know, we've been down, I'm sure, throwing a few more blitzes than, you know, four-man rushes. You know, it takes certain guys, you know, out of just a pure pass rush mentality, and it's no different in Julius's case. So, you know, hopefully we can get back to, you know, either getting a lead or making competitive where it's a true four-man rush or we have our opportunities. But, yeah, especially rotating in and out, you know, sometimes you get into a flow of a game and sometimes you need to be smart. And, you know, I'm sure there's a fine line, you know, with where Julius is in his career and I'm sure what he wants to accomplish.
Clay, the number of rookies you guys have had to play on defense has been pretty high. And it's probably always like that here because of, the, you know, how they build things here. But at what point do you really need them to play, you know, just a little bit above being rookies?
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of expected now from, you know, your rookie draft class when they come in here. It's, you know, it really doesn't matter where you're picking the draft. We need you to help out now, but it's no different in this case. In an ideal world, everyone would be healthy and be out there every week. But, you know, that's, you know, I know it's cliche to say next man up. But, yeah, we got a lot of young guys who we're counting on. And obviously there's going to be some bumps and bruises along the way, and there's going to be a learning curve. But, you know, you try and weather that storm enough to where, you know, when their name or number is called, that they're up for the challenge. And, you know, hopefully in the meantime, we can get some of those players back who have been out and, you know, really turn this thing around.
Clay, how much of a difference is no Trent Williams?
You know, what was it, 71? He looked, you know, he had Everson last week. I thought he did a pretty good job. But, you know, Trent's obviously one of the better tackles in the league. And, I mean, you're not going to hear me complaining about that. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, much like last week when you know, you lose your top, you know, offensive lineman, you know, you got to find ways to take advantage of that. And hopefully that's the case.